Unit 13. Occupational Health and Safety in Mechatronics. Exercise 3. Effective management of health and safety risks in the engineering industry means being aware of the numerous potential hazards. A lot of possible injuries and illnesses can occur in the engineering environments while operating heavy machinery or using harsh chemicals. They can be life-threatening if you do not follow safety rules or procedures. Risk assessment of many different processes, the inspection and servicing cycles of different machinery and systems, training staff, and ensuring licenses are up to date, it can be a solution to manage it all. Below are areas worth remembering. Malfunctioning or poorly maintained machinery or tools can pose a serious health and safety risk. So make sure they're in good condition and order by conducting daily inspections and they receive regular servicing and auditing. Machines have safety mechanisms installed, including emergency stops and guards. Check these are installed correctly and are working during your regular inspections and servicing routines and before each use. It is also essential that anyone using them is fully trained and possesses any required licenses to operate it. You must be equipped with the appropriate PPE, personal protection equipment, including safety goggles and head protection. Machine operators must wear suitable clothes to avoid the risk of becoming entangled in them. This means avoiding baggy clothes, wearing overalls, tying long hair back in hairnets, and removing jewellery. Engineering workplaces can be contaminated with oil, dust, and other waste from machines and work processes. This can lead to slips, trips, and falls, which can become even more dangerous with the risk of falling into machinery or sharp edges. As with any work environment, careful, detail-driven risk assessment is a must. Switchgear and electrical equipment, when maintained properly and used correctly, is generally very safe. The age of it is also important, simply because the newer one is easier to service and must fall in line with regulatory requirements. The expertise and replacement parts required to manage the older one may not be available. A lot of incidents that occur around electrical equipment and switchgear are due to a lack of knowledge of the operators and staff. So again, everyone working on site must know about the potential risks connected with appliances and machines they use by attending regular training sessions.